This is Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, a chance to visit with Bronkbusters coaches and athletes live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Here's your host, the voice of the Bronkbusters, Cal Friedman.
Welcome back to Old Chicago. It's October 26th, final Garden City Community College Coaches Show of the month of October. Excited to have you with us. Got a busy show lined up tonight. Got some fall sports winding down. Football enters their final homestand of the season. The host Ellsworth this weekend. We hear from head coach Tom Make later on the show. Basketball tips off next week as the men's and women's both host their opening games next Wednesday and Thursday. Meanwhile, soccer just finished up their regular season. Women's team going on to the playoffs. Then we welcome on head coach Corey Bryant. Coach, how have you been this week?
Good. How about yourself?
I've been good. Firstly, congratulations on your birthday, 35th. Happy
yes,
birthday, I should
getting
say.
Old. Getting
yeah.
old.
Do you do anything to celebrate?
Sat at home on my couch with a dog. That's about it.
What kind of dog do you have?
Miniature golden doodle.
Okay. Well, yeah. After this ends, of course, the golden rule of dog owners. I'm going to have to see a photo.
No, okay. Yeah.
I'll show you one of mine. Secondly, we've established that Jessica Newton is our biggest fan. So
yes.
I know she's tuned in this. So I have to start the show by saying one thing. Liverpool did win this weekend.
Yes.
They were a man up for 60 minutes of the game. And I did think Everton played very well. But I got to give Liverpool credit. Guys deserve the win. Gotten off to a very good start this season. Did you catch the match on Saturday?
I did not. We were on the road Saturday. We left early in the morning and we're basically gone all day, so I didn't get a chance to watch it, but got a chance to see the highlights from everything.
Yeah, I got up around second half start. Watched the second half of it already when we were a man down. But Liverpool's playing well this season.
Oh, yeah.
Salah's scoring nonstop. Nunez is playing well. So credit where it's due. And
exactly.
Jessica, congratulations. Want to start. Seasons have ended up. A couple of tough losses to end the season on both sides. But both teams got their wins on sophomore nights. Just overall thoughts on the end of the season, these last couple games?
You know, on the guy's side, there was a lot left to be desired. We knew going into the Coffeyville game with kind of how the results fell out with Seward and Dodge. We knew Coffeyville, we had three games left, and we had to win all three to give ourselves a shot. And we end up winning the Coffeyville game, which was big. You know, it's the first time in a few years that the men have beaten Coffeyville. So that was a good result. And we felt like that could be a good springboard into the weekend when we played Barton, knowing Barton was going to be good. I mean, Barton, if they won the game, they won the league. You know, they've just continued to improve throughout the year and get better throughout the year. And we got there on Saturday, and the boys were just outmatched. I mean, at the end of the day, they scored an early goal on a mistake by us on a set piece, and you just kind of saw the boys just kind of go, oh, well, okay, well, that might be it for us. And it was from that point forward, it was kind of a disappointing day from a coach's standpoint, from the staff standpoint. It was a disappointing day at how the boys handled that early goal and how they handled the rest of the 90 minutes. You know, and then we went on to play KCK, and once again, KCK had some things to play for. We really didn't. And we played okay, but still just gave up silly goals, and at times just didn't really act like our heads were in it the way that it needed to be. And, you know, we ended up losing the game 4-1, you know, and it wasn't for a lack of opportunity. It was just, they just weren't mentally there, and not with not a lot to play for. Sometimes that happens. Unfortunately, that happens. No matter how much you try to motivate them or what we try to do to prepare for the game, sometimes that self motivation just isn't there for the kids. And that's kind of where we were on Monday with the boys. The girls were a different story. I mean, I think Barton, once again, when we played Coffeyville, won that game. That was a big win for us. That ended up locking us into the playoffs, and then Saturday went to play Barton. Once again, Barton's at top of the league on the women's side as well. A win locks them in. Barton's women are good. They're good. They're led by a lot of sophomores. And I don't think the girls played bad. Like, we made a couple of bad errors that led to goals, but I don't think they played bad. I mean, halftime, you know, we had given up. I think we were down 2-0 or 3-0, and we honestly hadn't played bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we made a few adjustments and scored a goal halfway through to make it 3-1, I think, and had a couple chances to get it to 3-2 and next thing you know, they go down and score with, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes left and make it 4-1, and it just kind of went away from there. So that was a tough result. But it was, once again, we walked away from that going, you know what, we really didn't play bad. It was just when we just played a juggernaut and what Barton was. And then Monday against KCK, it was, you know, the girls were fired up. They were ready to go. They knew that this was an opportunity to get a win against a ranked team. We played fairly well against them the last time, and you know, they fought. We outshot them in the first half. I think KCK came into Monday in a new poll and was 11th in the country, and we outshot them in the first half. Had a lot of had two or three really good opportunities to score a goal, and just couldn't finish. And KCK was the same. They had a couple of really good opportunities in the first half that couldn't score a goal. So we go in 0-0 at halftime and have her talk, and second half was the same way. Second half was a battle. We were more sitting, you know, more in defensively. They had came out with a little bit more fire in their bellies than what we did, but I think our girls still played hard. We were just, they were able to run. They're so athletic on the women's side. They're one of the most athletic teams in our league from front to back, and they were just running numbers at us, and it just kind of wore our girls down. So we spent probably the last 20, 25 minutes sitting back defensively, and we struggled to get out of our end. And of all things to get scored on the way we got scored on with 6 minutes left to lose the game, you know, ball, they get a corner kick, and the ball goes right through the top of the goalkeeper's hands and into the back of the goal. So of all the chances that they had, good chances they had, it was that they end up beating us with. And then we ended up losing the game 1-0. So it was a good showing. You know, we were proud of the girls, the way they worked, the effort they put in, you know, but we just emphasized to them that, you know, when you play teams like this and you get opportunities like we had in the first half, you have to capitalize. And if you don't, it's going to come back to bite you in the butt. And that's kind of what happened to us.
I did see in that game that you had 10 saves from your goalies in that one. How did you see from your shot stoppers against the Blue Devils?
You know, she did a good job. Kareem Silva was played in goal for us that game, and she did a good job. I mean, it's unfortunate that the goal kind of led to it was kind of caused from a mistake by her, because she had a good game. She made a couple of big saves. One in the first half, she went down to her right. They had one of their goal scorers kind of broke away a little bit and hit a ball low into the corner, and she made a brilliant save down to her right. And then in the second half, another one, a kid broke away and got 1v1 with her, and she comes out and flows down into space and prevents another goal, makes a big save. So she had a good game, and it's just, like I said, unfortunate that the goal that we gave up happened to be a mistake on her. And you know, it's just that's a soccer thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It just happens like that sometimes, and there's no blame to be held anywhere. She played well. Everyone makes mistakes. I mean, we've made mistakes all across the field throughout the day, so hers just gets emphasized a little bit more because of what it was. But proud of her effort, proud of what she did. And you know, looking forward, you know, we'll see who ends up being in the net on Saturday. But you know, I think all three of our goalkeepers got a start throughout the week from Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, and I think all three did well. I mean, sometimes the scoreline might not say that, but I think they made the right decisions. And sometimes it just, you know, goals just don't fall the way they need to, or saves don't fall the way they need to at times.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no shots the same when you're playing a soccer. Let me ask about this. So Kareem is a freshman. Obviously,
Kareem's a sophomore.
She's a sophomore.
Yeah,
okay.
She's a sophomore.
My apologies. I was confusing her with Ava. You've had a lot of freshman growth, though, throughout this team. Mm-hmm. What players have taken big steps up throughout the season that you've been proud of?
You know, I think all the freshmen have, man. From the moment we got here, we knew that in that first week we had a good group of freshmen that we could build on, right, throughout this year and through, you know, going into next year. And I think they've all grown in their own ways. You know, I ones that might stand out, I think Emma Casaneva, she has done a tremendous job for her and for us in the back. I think she's taken some big strides forward and kind of maybe not vocally been a leader, but just with her work rate and her effort on the field. I mean, she's one of the hardest working kids we have. You know, Jess obviously has continued to grow throughout as far as her role and what's expected with her. Andrea, I think, you know, probably my biggest surprise, and I think I've told you this before, I think Andrea is probably one of the biggest surprises I've had this year. Mm-hmm. absolutely love that kid. I love her work rate. I love her effort. And she's became a kid that we've got to have on the field. You know, Yasmin has grown throughout the season into, you know, she was kind of a shy kid at the beginning, and she's definitely stepped out of her shell quite a bit. And she's another kid, left-footed kid that can play out wide on that side that, you know, has her troubles sometimes and goes through things just like every other kid does. But she's someone that, you know, when we're missing her, you can tell we're missing her. You know, so I think it goes through with everybody. I could probably go down the line with every one of our freshmen and say, you know, this is something that they've done and the way they've grown and how they've done things. You know, I mean, even we talk about Leigh Enriquez, the Garden City goalkeeper, or the Garden City High School goalkeeper. She came in, hasn't got a lot of opportunities in the year and has continued to train and work her butt off. And she got a chance to play against Barton, conference champions, you know, one of the toughest teams in our league. And she stepped into that moment. Yeah, she gave up some goals, but she stepped into the moment. And really, there was some time she kept us in a game and made some good saves and made some good decisions. And she just happened to get beat by some really good opportunities and shots that they took. Like I said, I could go through every one of these girls and find something that they've really improved on and really moved up on. I'm so proud of the entire group and the entire team and you know, our sophomores all the way through our freshmen and how they've handled this year, and excited to see that freshman group grow into what they could be next fall.
Let me ask this before we go too far into the offseason. Obviously, you've got playoff run to come up. But when you talk about these players that will stay in the program as freshmen into sophomores next year, what's kind of the process that you like to take during the offseason of focusing, you know, how am I going to make her better? How am I going to make this guy better?
Well, we have those conversations. We'll have when the season's done, we have the individual meetings with the kids and just kind of speak to them about things they did well, things they did poorly, some things that we need them to improve on to for them to continue to hold a spot for us. And, you know, so we'll have those conversations with everybody. And then that's kind of what we look to work on. You know, we still train in the spring semester. We'll play scrimmages in the spring semester. So we've got plenty of opportunities for those kids to continue to grow into those moments and continue to work on things, and it's kind of on them to take the reins. Here's what you've got to do, right? Here's what we want. Here's what we expect from you out of the next 6 months. And so by the time May hits, you know, this is where we need you to be. And so just giving them the instruction and making sure that throughout the spring as they train and they do things that we're continuing to critique and making sure that we're keeping them on that track.
Out of curiosity, men's or women's side, whether it's here at Garden or your time as an assistant coach, what player have you seen take the biggest step from freshman year to sophomore year?
You know, there's been a few. I think I had a kid at Coffeyville who, whenever I was the assistant at Coffeyville back, shoot, that's been 10, 11 years ago now, but had a kid there that she was an Irish kid, and her name was Shauna Griffin, and she, her freshman year, she was a decent player for us, but she wasn't someone who, you know, going into her sophomore year, you would go, this is a kid we're going to lean on. And I mean, she comes out her sophomore year and is on a mission. I mean, the kid really was one of our leading factors to the success that we had that year. She was the leading goal scorer on the team. She was one of our biggest vocal leaders, one of the biggest motivational kids that we had on the team. And she really, like you know, that example, she just came out of nowhere. It was something we expected her to be a good player for us, but not that level of player. And to be quite honest, it surprised everyone.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for mentioning Coffeyville, too, because it makes this next transition a lot easier. Your sophomore night win for the women's team, you got a 2-1 win over Coffeyville. All three goals were scored in the second half. What did it take for the team to get that result that night?
Man, work. I mean, we came out of the box. We weren't playing particularly well. You know, I think we were more or less just going through the motions in the first half. We weren't really didn't really have a lot of intensity, and both teams were that way. I mean, it was just kind of – we were just kind of there, right? And so there wasn't a lot of opportunities created the way that there should have been. But we had that conversation at halftime, and I told him exactly that. Like, we're just kind of going through the motions, and we're just kind of stuck in place. And if we're going to win the game, we've got to push the tempo here. We've got to, you know, force them into playing our game and at the pace that we want to play at. And that's what we kind of did. I mean, the goal we gave up – was what it was. It was from a set piece, which happens at times, right? But I think they kind of took that and played definitely much better. It wasn't the best they could have done, but got the opportunities and took advantage of the chances that they had and walked out of there with a win. And it was much needed. That was a win that, you know, kind of a revenge game from when we played down there and we didn't play well and we lost 3-2. And we needed, in that moment, in that little stretch in the season, we really needed to get that victory and have that kind of cement our place in the playoffs, and so we can relax a little bit and just play. And they pulled it off. They did what we needed to do.
Mm-hmm. I saw Emma Hume got on the scoreboard first. First time we talked before a game, you mentioned she had a nickname. I want to know, did Big Clydesdale stick throughout the season?
She's had so many nicknames. Okay. We've called her the Clydesdale. Larry's probably the one I call her the most, and I honestly have no idea where it came from. Somebody called her because she's a really light skinned Scottish white kid, right? Mm-hmm. And so she burns extremely easy and is red all the time, so people call her Larry the Lobster.
Yeah.
I don't know where Larry the Lobster came from, but I call her Larry quite a bit now. That's probably the biggest one. But super proud of that kid, too. I mean, she has struggled this year to find the net, and not for a lack of opportunity. And she gets a hard time from me because of that, because she gets herself in really good positions and just doesn't finish. And mm-hmm. For her to take the chance she did against Coffeyville in the moment that it was in at the time was massive for her. And I'm so proud of that kid for what she did and for her to have that moment. So glad to see it. And then she went and scored the next game against Barton as well. So mm-hmm. Glad to see her finish the season the way that she did.
Don't worry, Emma. I burn very easily as well. Samantha Bonita bagged the winner with roughly 11 minutes to go in that one. Can you talk a little bit? We've been talking a little bit about improvements from freshman year to sophomore year. She's taken a huge step up this year.
Yeah, she's starting to be able to understand what her role needs to be at this level. Like, you know, we've talked about how kids out of high school, you know, domestic kids especially, you know, they kind of get taught, you know, well, if you're athletic, just run, we'll find you. Well, when you get to this level, it's a little bit different. You can't do that. There's people, you know, strategizing against that, or there's better athletes or better defenders. Like, you have to have some sort of brain and some sort of idea of what you want to do when you're playing. And her sophomore year, or her freshman year, she struggled with that a bit. You know, she grew a little bit, but she struggled with that, and she knew it. And that was some of the things that we kind of all spring, you know, we go back to you talking about what, you know, we kind of work on in the spring. And that was something we worked on with her, and we talked to her about a lot. And she got into her sophomore year, and, you know, it was still not quite where it needed to be, but it's definitely grown throughout the year. And you started to see it after a few games of that mentality or that thought that she has, you know, going through, you know, the levels of progression and where I need to be. And if the ball goes here, where, what run should I make, and where should I go to create an opportunity for myself and this teammate? Just using a brain off the ball to create options for everyone, right? And she's done a good job at that, especially the second half of the year, probably the last two-thirds of the year. She's done a really good job and grown into that role. And that's what she's going to have to do. You know, when she leaves here and moves on to the next level, she's going to have that if she wants an opportunity to play, because her athleticism is going to give her those opportunities. And if she wants to keep them, you know, that soccer brain that she's starting to develop is definitely going to help keep her there.
So your team's playoff journey begins on Saturday, a rematch with Kansas City. Kansas City just narrowly lost it this last game. What were some key moments from that match that you want to see kind of flip in this playoff rematch if you guys want to pull the upset?
We've got to finish opportunities that we get. You know, I said a while ago that, you know, in the first half of the game on Monday, we outshot them, and we had two or three really good opportunities that we just didn't put on frame. And so when we are playing a team at that level and that caliber, you know, our chances, theoretically, our chances aren't going to be, you know, our good chances aren't going to be as many as them. So we've got to take advantage of that, right? And so taking advantage of the opportunity, at least challenge the goalkeeper and give it an opportunity to go in the back of the net. And then just limit mistakes. You know, I think that's, you know, a pretty simple, easy response there for most coaches would probably give you that. But we've got to eliminate mistakes. I think, you know, both times we've played them, you know, they've scored goals. They scored the one goal off of a mistake on Monday, and the first time that we played them in the regular season, they scored two of their three goals off a mistake. So we've just got to eliminate mistakes defensively. If we show up with that same energy and that same effort that we've had pretty much throughout this last back half of the season, we're going to be fine. If we can take advantage of those opportunities that we get and we can eliminate mistakes, we're going to be there in the end. And what that means, we'll see, but we're going to have a shot at the end of the game to win the thing.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on Saturday.
Yes, I appreciate it.
When we come back here on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show, we'll go from one football to another. We'll have head coach Tom Maddock on to preview his team's matchup with Ellsworth this weekend. That's all coming up here on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show here live from Old Chicago.